Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Rome, we hear from Father Vivian Boland, a friar of the Irish province who is assistant to the master of the order. Father Vivian's preaching is entitled, Men and Women of Our Time.
The first reading is from the prophet Daniel. At that time Michael will stand up, the great prince who mounts guard over your people. There is going to be a time of great distress, unparalleled since nations first came into existence. When that time comes, your own people will be spared, all those whose names are found written in the book. Of those who lie sleeping in the dust of the earth, many will awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting disgrace. The learned will shine as brightly as the vault of heaven, and those who have instructed many in virtue as bright as stars for all eternity. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews. All the priests stand at their duties every day, offering over and over again the same sacrifices, which are quite incapable of taking sins away. Christ, on the other hand, has offered one single sacrifice for sins and then taken his place forever at the right hand of God, where he is now waiting until his enemies are made into a footstool for him. By virtue of that one single offering, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all whom he is sanctifying. When all sins have been forgiven, there can be no more sin offerings. And the Gospel reading is from Mark chapter 13. Jesus said to his disciples, In those days after the time of distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will lose its brightness, the stars will come falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with great power and glory. Then too he will send the angels to gather his chosen from the four winds, from the ends of the world to the ends of heaven. Take the fig tree as a parable. As soon as its twigs grow supple and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. So with you, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the very gates. I tell you solemnly, before this generation has passed away, all these things will have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day or hour, nobody knows it, neither the angels of heaven, nor the Son, no one but the Father. Is Jesus some kind of comedian? The fig tree has an uncontroversial role in today's gospel. When its twigs grow supple and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. So too, when you see these things happening, you will know that the Son of Man is near. Fine, except the things you will see happening are so unusual and dramatic. The sun darkening, the moon losing its brightness, the stars falling from heaven, that any further warning seems unnecessary. He means, as sure as the suppleness of the twigs and the appearance of the leaves means summer, so these events happening means the Son of Man is near. Just before this, though, we heard about another fig tree to which Jesus went for something to eat. There were leaves on that tree, summer, but no fruit because it was not the season for figs, not yet autumn. But Jesus curses it. May no one ever eat fruit from you again, he says. The fig tree is praised today for offering a reliable analogy for knowing what time it is. But the earlier fig tree is cursed for not producing fruit at a time when fruit is not to be expected from fig trees. What is going on? What might it mean? The two fig trees draw our attention to the different kinds of time that are interwoven in these readings and in apocalyptic writing generally. There's the ordinary level of chronological time, as year succeeds to year, season to season, birth and maturity and aging, and the events of history are played out on this stage. The fig tree helps us to know where we are in the cycle of the seasons and the years. Its twigs grow supple, its leaves multiply, we know summer is near. So too the events foretold by Jesus will one day happen, just as he lived a human life in historical time, existed as an historical individual, we believe he will come again at the end of this time, whatever that means, to judge the living and the dead. But the fig tree, cursed for not bearing fruit, even though it was not the season for fruit, brings us to another level of time. Time as the opportune moment, the day of salvation, now. The only real time is the present, the only time over which we have control, and the only time in which we can act is the present moment. We have no control over the past, and the future does not exist and may never exist. If we are to bear fruit, it can only be now. Whatever the conditions of this time, be they favourable or unfavourable, in season or out of season, we're called to bear fruit in the kingdom of the Lord. The moments of Christ's historical existence have eternal significance, as the second reading teaches us. Eternity is not another kind of time, but is the full presence of God in the complete perfection of his life. The historical events here in the earthly career of the incarnate Word have a meaning that belongs there also. So with his one single sacrifice offered on Calvary, he has taken his place forever at the right hand of God. By virtue of that one single offering, made at a point in our historical time, he has achieved the eternal perfection of all whom he is sanctifying. We live in the time of this eternal redemption, its work underway in the world through the Church. But there is a time that is coming and for which we are to be ready, the time of the resurrection, when the dead will rise. We are told in the first reading that the darkness of that time will be illuminated by the light of gospel learning, the wisdom of the saints, which will shine in those days of great distress, as the material light of sun and moon and stars declines, the spiritual light of those who have instructed many in virtue will shine for all eternity. It might be tempting to lift all this out of our ordinary time, to say that it is a purely spiritual level of significance that is intended. The opposite temptation might also be attractive, to run it all back into our ordinary time, and to see it as inspiration and encouragement for the life we experience now. The truth, though, is the richer combination of the two. There is an ordinary time of seasons and years, chronological time, maturing and aging, in which we learn about the kingdom that is coming. And there is a theological time that is breaking in on our ordinary time, glimpses of the eternal in the passing of time, but also the presence in eternity of the moments of our time. We taste already the gifts of the world to come, and in the world that is to come, nothing of the tears of earthly time will be forgotten. Today's readings speak of every day and summertime, but they also speak of that time and those days. Two kinds of time, chronological time, theological time. We are equipped for our strange, hybrid, in-between life by the teaching of the saints and the sacrifice of the Son. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. All time belongs to him. All times belong to him, and all the ages. Christ, who died, is risen, and will come again. Thank you.